The Treasury finally gave details on its plan to inject cash into banks through big stock purchases, but that failed to lift the markets today. The Dow was down after an early rally, closing 77 points lower than yesterday at 9,310. The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 also fell about 3.5% and a half a percent, respectively. In New York City, building industry bigwigs gathered at the Sheraton in Midtown to discuss the outlook for new construction projects in light of the economic turmoil. Progress was not good.
If government spending is maintained, we'll have a healthy industry. If government spending is dramatically cut back, we will not have a healthy industry.
That's New York Building Congress President Dick Anderson. He said the construction business could lose 30,000 jobs over the next 2 years. More jobs will be lost, he said, if there are delays on big capital projects like reconstruction of the World Trade Center site. Well, government spending on projects like that is mostly fueled by bonds. And while all eyes have been focused on the jittery stock market, state and local governments have had trouble lately issuing bonds. Have you read what's happening in California? We'll talk about that and find out what's happening in our area now with Amy Resnick, editor-in-chief of The Bond Buyer, an industry publication that watches state and local bonds. Hello, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Let's just start with what happened in California and Massachusetts. Both of those states considered going to the Federal Reserve instead of issuing bonds on the open market. What happened next? And could something similar happen in New York or in New Jersey?
Well, both California and Massachusetts were trying to do short-term borrowing, cash to get them through to their next major tax payment date when they will get money from taxpayers. Massachusetts was able last week to sell $750 million worth of notes, so they were successful in the bond market. California is still in the midst of selling $4 billion worth of revenue anticipation notes. The preliminary information that the state released today indicates that they expect they will sell the majority of those bonds at interest rates that will be very good for the investors who buy those bonds.
Well, does this augur good news for bond issuing in New York and New Jersey?
At the moment, after yesterday's stock rally, the bond markets, which were closed for the Columbus Day holiday, are a little bit hesitant. Everybody's trying to figure out where the new levels are. And for that reason, both New York City and the New York State Metropolitan Transportation Authority have decided to take deals that they were scheduled to sell this week and say that they will watch day to day before making a final decision on whether they're going to sell those bonds.
How significant is that postponement? Isn't the bond market supposed to be one of the safest markets? Is it especially significant that the MTA and New York City is not going forward with a bond issuance?
Well, I think they're being cautious. They have decided that it is better to take a day-to-day approach and review the market conditions and sell their bonds at the day that is going to be most favorable for them, rather than rushing to market and selling something that is going to cost more in the long term.
I'm sure when it becomes harder for governments to borrow money, and we have the New York City postponing their effort to bring in some cash, there must be big ripple effects. You heard the clip we played earlier from the New York Building Congress president. What are the trends you're noticing?
Well, it's a little bit early to see, but I think what the Building Congress president said is probably true. If the governments don't borrow the money, they're not going to spend money on building projects. The immediate effect is a little bit hard to measure because they may have, like New York City today, decided not to sell bonds on Tuesday. They could end up selling those bonds on Thursday, and then the delay of 2 days may really be immaterial. If they can't sell that debt for a longer period of time, it could get more serious. To give you an example of the scope of what's been going on since the middle of September, which is really when the bond markets seized up or froze, as people are calling it, based on our calculations on the offering calendars that we keep, since the 18th of September, 201 bond and note sales from around the country, totaling a little bit more than $11 billion, have been rescheduled for later dates or postponed indefinitely or even canceled outright.
So what does that
till further notice?
What does that tell you?
Well, it means, you know, if the money supply is not there, then slowly the spending, if you're not raising money, it's going to be much harder to spend it. And as you've already indicated, if governments are not spending, that means they are not buying goods and services or building physical capital assets. And that's going to have a ripple effect in economies across the country. And this comes at the same time that there are also going to be higher costs for government in terms of
Gotcha, Amy. Thank you. Thank you. We have to end it there. I'm so sorry. Amy Resnick, editor-in-chief of The Bond Buyer, thanks for joining us on WNYC's Financial 411.